The World This Week. Business.
In the biggest ever takeover in the luxury goods industry, LVMH, a French global conglomerate, announced its acquisition of Tiffany, an American jeweler founded in 1837 and known for its flagship store on Fifth Avenue in New York. LVMH is paying $16.9 billion, more than the roughly $14.5 billion that was suggested when the transaction was first mooted in late October. The deal represents a success for Bernard Arnault, LVMH's boss and controlling shareholder, who had courted Tiffany for some time.
The flotation of Alibaba's shares on the Hong Kong stock market raised $11.2 billion, making it the most valuable share offering this year, ahead of the $8.1 billion that Uber raked in at its IPO in May. The stock rose by 6.6% on the first day of trading in what is a secondary listing in Alibaba. Its shares are also listed in New York.
Uber lost its license to operate in London again. The ride-hailing company has 45,000 drivers in the city, one of its biggest markets. London's transport regulator raised more concerns about safety, including 14,000 fraudulent trips by unauthorized drivers. Uber is appealing against the decision and can continue to operate while it does so.
The chief executive of Westpac resigned and the chairman said he would step down next year as Australia's second largest bank faced mounting criticism about its response to a money laundering scandal. A regulator has accused Westpac of failing to monitor more than 23 million suspect transactions, some of which enabled child exploitation in the Philippines. The bank has found itself in politicians' crosshairs. Australia's treasurer said it had been indifferent to the scandal. The Attorney General noted that it was an unbelievably serious matter. Westpac has reportedly cancelled its Christmas party.
Charles Schwab, America's biggest discount broker, struck a $26 billion deal to acquire TD Ameritrade, a rival. The pair had recently been engaged in a price war, both ditching the transaction fees they charged customers. The combined group will have around $5 trillion in client assets.